Welcome back. In early 2005, the House of Representatives passed H.R. 418 called the Real ID Bill. The bill would strip immigrants of such basic needs as a driver's license, empower private police forces to enforce immigration laws, and prevent people fleeing prosecution from gaining asylum here, and increase actual deaths at the border. To speak to us about this bill, and right now it's right in front of the Senate, is Hamed Khan with the South Asian Network. Welcome to the show, Hamed.
Thank you, Manuel.
So give us the 411. What is this bill, and what can people do?
Well, I think you've kind of captured the essence of the bill, Manuel. I mean, but I think we need to really just kind of broaden this thing a little bit, that this piece is a part of a much larger phenomenon of this racist anti-immigrant sentiment that is prevailing in the country, and how constantly there's been an assault on the immigrant community, where, you know, the community is invisible, the community is considered voiceless, and just constantly, you know, on one hand, where, you know, the community is used and abused for their physical labor, but when they seek some protection, when they seek some equal status, you know, they are rendered dead. So, you know, on one hand, they're supposed to be physically alive to produce, but politically they are expected to be dead. So this thing was passed in towards the end of January, early February in the House, and it fundamentally takes away any of the protection that still stay within the legal system. And I'll give you some of the examples as you raised. I mean, asylum, now what they're doing is they're making asylum extremely, extremely difficult. It would allow immigration officials to require victims of persecution to produce corroboration, what they call it, when seeking asylum, and would strip the courts of any meaningful oversight of asylum decisions. Now imagine somebody who's fleeing persecution in the Sudan. Now, basically what they're saying is that they would have to, this person, the onus falls upon this person to document the crimes that are committed by the militia. So, I mean, it takes away the essence of what asylum means. I mean, how many of us do we know that when you're seeking asylum, you're kind of just, you know, you're trying to get out of a place where you're being physically persecuted, politically persecuted, or persecuted because of your gender, persecuted because of your sexual orientation, and to expect that person or a group of people to be documenting these abuses, that is really absurd. That is one of the pieces that is a part of this thing. Now, this, just to remind you that this has already been passed in the House. It is in front of the Senate right now.
And Hamed, how was the fight in the House? Was it, I mean, here, you know, on one hand, the Bush administration, you know, has the sort of friendly face to immigrants, yet his, you know, most of his cohorts inside the Republican Party, I'm assuming, and even, I'm assuming, some Democrats, was it easily to push this bill through the House?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we also maybe have to qualify that when we say that the Bush administration has a friendly face to the immigrant. I mean, we need to broaden the immigrant community as well. I mean, it's been the immigrant community especially since 9/11, where there's been massive detention, deportation taking place as well. So on one hand, there is this coddling with the Mexican government, and in that sense, maybe at least the Mexican-American community, but when you look at the larger immigrant community, I mean, they have been constantly targeted. So it's not just that Bush is friendly to the immigrant community. I think it's that sort of trying to build that relationship with the community where they feel that can impact some of the voting as well. But as far as the larger community is concerned, I mean, it's every day we see new restrictions, we see new bills on a local level. Now we have an MOU that has been signed between the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors and the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Baca, which is the first step towards enforcing federal immigration laws. I mean, they have been given powers to enforce some of those laws and conduct some of those functions in jails. We're looking at the Orange County Sheriff now moving towards cross-deputizing, you know, local police.
Mm-hmm. We'll have Nativo Lopez next to talk to us a lot about those main pieces. So what does the fight look like in the Senate right now?
Well, right now, I mean, with talking to some of the colleagues, what is happening is that they have tied this thing to the appropriation bill. which basically what they're looking at is as an emergency spending bill, and it's tied to the bill that is going to give fund the military efforts or the military or the war in Iraq, the killing in Iraq, I should say, and also to support victims of tsunami. So they have, in a very sneaky way, you know, attached these provisions, and that's what we are trying to do, is to get the Senate to pull these real ID provisions out of that bill. The other thing is that it may be going on the floor tomorrow as a standalone bill. So really today and tomorrow are these really, really important days for community members to be calling their senators, and I would really appreciate it if the audience would pick up the phone and especially call Senator Feinstein, who quite frankly has had a really bad record when it comes to immigrant rights in this country. But again, there are possibilities that we may be able to shift that focus and try and convince her otherwise.
So, Hamed, why don't you give out the number for people to reach her?
If they could call her on 202-224-3841 and let her know.
Repeat that number again, Hamed, for us.
202-224-3841. And please urge Feinstein to oppose the Senate version of the Real ID Act, because it really hurts the immigrant and refugee communities.
Well, why don't you also, I know you talked a lot about the asylum question. There's also, I mean, this is part of the broader, you know, struggle that people have been taking on the question around, you know, providing driver's licenses for undocumented folks here in Los Angeles and throughout the state. So now this is sort of a more broader, you know, federal legislation that would prevent even them ever even having an opportunity to get a driver's license. And more important, I think, from what I can understand from it, it also will sort of create like a pass ID where people would have to carry these IDs. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, what will happen is that this would force the states to link databases containing personal information of every licensed driver to a national database as well. And there is elements in there that it would require the Secretary of Homeland Security to approve the issuance of driver's license. It's going to add to other forms of identification as well. And it's interesting that on one hand, you know, we're talking about states' rights, but on the other hand, you know, when it comes to really impacting and just committing acts of violence against immigrant communities, it always becomes a federal issue. So basically, as someone said, they're commandeering the local DMV resources to enforce federal immigration laws, which would affect millions of legal immigrants who might fit in an untrained employee's notion of who looks foreign. So it really, they're taking away a lot of the rights that the states have. And on a different note, this is also what is known as unfunded mandate, because they would not be, you know, just paying the states to do what needs to be done.
Well, thank you again, Hamed Khan with the South Asian Network. Hamed, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can either go on our website at www.southasiannetwork.org. It's all spelled together. Or our phone numbers are 562-403-0488. And I just want to acknowledge that, you know, there's a lot of grassroots work going on. There's a lot of mobilization going on. It's a multi-ethnic, multi-racial effort that we're involved in. Groups like NACASAC and CHIRLA and CARASAN and KGA and Clinic. I mean, all these groups are really gathering together and constantly out there up front and fighting all these policies.
Well, thank you, Hamed Khan. And we'll be right back with Nativo Lopez on the recent moves by local police authorities to check on immigration status. So stay tuned.
Y se quema el monte.